This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, thanks for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers out there, way to go. And by the way, our mail haulers today have the day off because there's no delivery of mail today, and the banks are closed, too. Now, suicide jockeys out there are still delivering the gas and the diesel. We thank you for the great job you're doing. And let's not forget that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe and Gab and Parler and Getter and Truth Social. Our handle over there is at Captain's America. We're on Twitter also as at Captain's America. And, of course, you can always find us by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there, and if you can't hear the show anywhere else around the country, you can hear it right there on the website, because we are streaming the live show as it goes to the satellite right there on the website. And then, of course, after the show is over, about a half an hour or so afterwards, it will play the very same show that we just did. So it's like getting a podcast, but it's actually a stream. It's not the podcast. And we do have the podcast over there, too, if you want to get that and listen to it. Now, over to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics who's been hanging on here while I've been rattling along. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I'll tell you what. Let's say the pledge and get things done. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And note that we emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I got to answer a question here, which has nothing to do with our topic coming up. But over the weekend, I had a lot of people saying, hey, you're heard on a Salem station here in the Tampa area, but you're not on other network stations. Well, no, I'm not, because it's hit or miss with the Salem network stations. A lot of them don't play live programming at night. That's not in their forte. They feel that it would tie up an engineer or something like that. They don't realize that it's all automated. Because I sit here and run to a computer. Remember I tell you, Kyle, you're going to get cut off by the computer?
That's right.
Yeah, this is a computer that runs this, and all I do is just drive the engine, so to speak, by pushing a bunch of buttons and whatnot. But we are actually syndicated by GCN, which is Genesis Communications Network out of Burnsville, Minnesota, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. I guess that's a better place to use for a reference. And then, of course, we're on most of their stations. We're on most of the USA Radio Network stations, too, that carry us, a lot of independent stations that carry us, and, of course, the selected Salem stations in the big markets, too. It's a great family. We'd like you to be a part of it. And if you're not playing the show where you're at, all you got to do is tell them to get a hold of GCM, because they'll definitely let you know how they could do it. And it's all free. Free, free, free. All right. Let's go to the phone line before he gets upset. On the phone line, we've got the wanted to be mayor of Clearwater, but now he's going to settle to be alderman. That's Mr. Mike. Go ahead.
So how you doing, Kyle? How you doing, Captain? Two things, Kyle. First of all, the president took a rather nasty spill on his bicycle. So I think that we should send him the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because I'm sure he's in a lot of pain. And the second thing, Kyle, you know, when you're on your bike and you're prone to wrecking, that's not a good thing. So maybe if he calls GEICO and insures his home in Delaware and his bicycle, he can save a boatload of money to help combat the inflation that he's caused. So what do you think, sir?
Oh, boy.
Well, they got the, you know, Biden was railing against people who would criticize out-of-control government spending, so I don't know if he wants to save a boatload of money.
But, and by the way, I'll say this again. The nasty spill that he took, he pulled up to a stop, and he was starting to get off his bike, and he lost his balance, and over he went. He didn't fall off anything.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he sort of tumbled over.
And landed on at least one other bike.
Well, the thing is, of course, you know, President Biden is 79 years old, and that's the kind of thing that can be very, very serious.
Well, he strenuated himself, right? He worked out, and he was all huffy-puffy. Maybe his blood pressure was up a little bit. Gee, does anybody other than me not know that you can get dizzy doing that?
Well, exactly right.
And over you go, and over you go.
Right. Well, it was definitely a close call, and certainly we're glad that he was okay. The president kept saying he was fine, and I think even went to a different event later on in the day. But obviously, it's very concerning. And, you know, they're trying to portray, you know, the optics of this whole thing where, you know, Joe Biden, he saw the supporters there. He wanted to sort of run up and say hello to them. I don't think it was necessarily planned, and that's when this all happened.
Well, unlike Donald Trump, who's lived a much healthier lifestyle than Joe Biden, he's trying to act 50. He's trying to produce himself as being like a 55-year-old gentleman instead of 79 years old.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Optics. Yeah, the optics. Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more to Captain's America. Third Watch going to take a break. We're going to roll on around the corner, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere. No how. We got this guy going to give us a little break. To the break.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, on Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And of course, Jeff was with us at the gun show on Saturday over there in Largo, and he'll probably be around for a have lunch for the Captain tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue over on West Waters here in Tampa. Every one of you listening to the show are invited. If you want to come on down or come on over, we have lunch there from 11:30 to 1:30 on Tuesdays. And it's always a good time. Have a good group there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. I've been taking it religiously for going on 8 years right now. And, folks, they're on a mission, a unique kind of mission. They literally want to double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, and you can't seem to get rid of it, then I'm going to suggest that you order their three-week quick start. Still discounted to $19.95. It's been that way for the 8 years that I've been taking the product. And that's very reasonable. Extremely reasonable. So for 3 weeks, enjoy it for $19.95. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little box there to sign up for the $19.95. They also have some vitamins and things there if you're interested in that. I happen to take their vitamin D because I like the way it's formulated. So that's the vitamin D that I get from them, along with the Relief Factor. Again, relieffactor.com/captain, because all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
There's that voice. There's that voice. Well, Kyle, I'm going to talk about something that really is weird to say. It's about ammunition. It's about the government getting involved in something. And it's all about politics and what the government is trying to force a certain state to do. Now, I'm sure you've heard of the 5.56 millimeter ammunition, correct?
Right.
That is what's known as military-grade ammunition in some markets around the country, depending on what the bore and all that is of the ammo itself. But the Biden administration has reportedly ordered an ammunition manufacturer, namely Winchester, to stop selling Americans some 5.56 millimeter rounds, which is the most common of the AR-15 semi-automatic rounds. Now, this is in an effort to severely limit the sale of the ammo used in the military version of the AR-15. Now, the U.S. military has ordered Winchester, which manages the U.S. Army's Lake City Ammunition Plant. Now, the Lake City Ammunition Plant is located in Independence, Missouri, and it produces nearly 30% of the commercial market sales of 5.56 ammo. Now, they want them to stop selling to the public the M855/SS109 5.56 millimeter ammo to the public. They want them to stop doing that. Now, Larry Keene, who happens to be the National Shooting Sports Foundation General Counsel and has appeared on this program before, first revealed the administration's plans in a tweet last Wednesday. At that time, he said the U.S. military is actively considering shutting down the sale of M855/SS109 ammo 5.56 millimeter from Lake City to the commercial market. Now, this is not a surprise to me, Kyle, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get Missouri to come along with their way of thinking when it comes. And by the way, Missouri is now a Republican state. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, they're trying to get Missouri to come along with some of their ideas on health care.
Right. Well, generally speaking, though, of course, the Biden administration has been trying to get rid of the AR-15 anyway. I mean, they don't want people to have them.
No, they say the AR-15 is a military-grade weapon, and it's not.
Right. And well, I think there's kind of a strategy there, too, and that is, you know, they will single out this kind of weapon and say, well, let's just all agree that nobody should have an AR-15. Let's get rid of those. And it's really, it's part of the incremental strategy, because then they'll pick another gun. This is a really bad gun. People shouldn't have this kind
of gun. Well, pretty soon they'll start taking shotguns out of the mix, because that's what the people are buying. The older folks are buying those, so they don't miss what they're aiming at.
Well, right.
Think about that for a minute.
Well, exactly. But the idea, of course, is that the Second Amendment is the real target here.
Okay, let's go over to the phone lines. We've got Bagam and Bob calling in there, and I know he wants to ask about lunch. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain. Just wondering, do you think that in the final months before the midterm election, Joe Biden will go ahead and try and sneak in as much stuff as he can in case that they can be undone by the midterm elections people? And the other thing is there anything that Biden can do that can't be undone if we have a supermajority? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, first of all, I get where he's going, and the answer to that is, of course, he's going to try to sneak a bunch of stuff in there, either by executive order or whatever they can get passed. But it's not a slam-dunk deal. The reason being is because there's a whole bunch of Democrats right now that are looking over their shoulders. Right, Kyle?
That's right, yes.
And they're not going to do anything to upset their chances, slim as they may be in some cases, to get elected. They're not going to go along with it.
One would think, exactly, yes.
Well, not one would think. One would know, because they want to win. And they're not going to win if they go along with anything wacko that this administration tries to dump at the last minute. It's not going to happen. They'll try, yes, but they won't succeed.
Well, they'll have their own internal polls. They know exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to have a lot of disparity in that.
Now, I want you to go ahead and tell me what you think as the kitchen quarterback professor of politics that you are. You were telling me something during the break which was just astonishing, but I agree with you.
Well, I saw an article the other day about Gavin Newsom, our governor here in California. And, of course, a lot of people know, first of all, he's going to slam dunk the governor race here this coming November. There's no doubt about that. But in really, a lot of his campaign commercials, he does seem to be sort of just positioning himself for a national run at some point for a president. That's obvious. But, you know, the Biden administration has a huge problem, and that huge problem is Kamala Harris, because Joe Biden may not serve out the whole term. He may resign. There might be a 25th Amendment. There might be a health problem. All these things could materialize, I think, after the midterms. And, of course, that means Kamala Harris would become president. Well, at some point, Captain, if they can figure out what to do with Kamala Harris, whether to promote her somewhere, I guess, or get her to make some other move, that would open up the vice president's office, and Gavin Newsom might be the prime contender to be appointed to the vice presidency. Then Joe Biden resigns. Now you've got an incumbent Newsom, arguably much younger and more viable than President Biden to run in 2024. It's just it's a crazy thought, but the article I was looking at was talking about the idea of, you know, how would Biden succeed by how would Newsom succeed Biden? So this is pretty interesting stuff.
As crazy as that sounds, it sounds like that's something that Biden would do, or the Democrats.
Well, because the Democrats are desperate. I think they're desperate to get someone who's much younger than some of the other contenders that might be there, especially people like Hillary Clinton or John Kerry or this kind of thing. They've got to try to get somebody who they can promote a lot better and try to quote, look new. But please, I hope Gavin Newsom can't do to the whole country what he's done to California. But that being said, in all seriousness, that might be a political move they're willing to make.
Well, maybe they'll dress Pete Buttigieg in fatigues. He did serve in the military.
Well, that's true.
And hand him a weapon and put him down on the border and say, you're in charge of the border.
Yeah, I do know that his name has come up as a real possibility for a nominee. But at the same time, though, Captain, his record, not just as Mayor Pete, but now as Secretary Pete, is pretty bad. And there's just not there. I don't think they can really polish that.
Name one thing he's done for me as the Department of Secretary of the Transportation. What has he done except screw things up?
Well, you're right. That's the thing. And in this climate, this political climate, Captain, where everything is just going to hell in a handbasket, there's just no way that they can message their way out of stuff like that.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch right after this break. Don't go anywhere. You might miss something. And I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Air travelers this holiday weekend are facing more problems. FlightAware showing another 4,300 flights have been canceled or delayed nationwide Sunday, on top of the nearly 15,000 reported since Friday. Most of the problems were blamed on bad weather and a pilot shortage in the United States. The TSA saying Friday was the most popular air travel day of 2022 and that TSA officers screened nearly 2.5 million people at security checkpoints. They say U.S. airports haven't been that crowded since Thanksgiving. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says a recession is likely.
We haven't had a situation like the present with inflation above 4 and unemployment below 4 without a recession.
Summers adding on NBC's Meet the Press that nothing is certain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Or email advertise@gcnlive.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
Alrighty, and by the way, we picked up a very interesting new listener. I got the direct message over on Getter. Kyle, I'm going to bring you into the mix here. I know I told you who it was, but if I didn't tell you, would you be able to guess?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you know, this is pretty interesting, pretty big stuff.
Dan Bongino.
Wow. See, that is really something.
It's now a follower and a listener to the podcast when I put it over there on Getter.
And welcome to Dan.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Welcome to
Absolutely.
Dan the Man. Yep. Brother of the Badge. Brother of the Badge. Now, this portion of the program, folks, brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow company. Now, of course, it's time for you to save some money and join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow and saved a whole bunch of money, too, in the process. You know, when you need good pillow bed sheets, MyPillow bed sheets, they got the Giza sheets. They got the Giza Elegance My Pillows, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows, and a whole bunch more. A lot of that is buy one, get one, and he's kicking that back up again, so I'll be talking about that a little bit more often. Now, all you got to do when you get to MyPillow.com is go to the Radio Listener Specials page and use the promo code CAPTAIN. And while you're over there, here's the big deal right now. take a look at the MyPillow slippers and sandals. Brand new, have now entered into the mix. They've got the all-season slippers, the sandals, the fur-lined slippers, too, which are kind of unique. Some people like the little fuzzy stuff around their feet to keep them nice and warm and comfy. But you save $90. You save $90 on a pair of my slippers. And all you got to do is go over to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. When you do, don't forget to use the promo code CAPTAIN. You're going to love it. And whatever you buy now over at MyPillow, you'll get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. That's right. You get his book absolutely free. So give him a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. You won't be sorry. And you'll be able to save a bunch of money. Isn't that right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yep. And I'll tell you, it's a good thing. Saving money these days is a good thing, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And these great deals are there. And you also mentioned Mike's book. He's got a very compelling story.
Yeah. And you wouldn't believe it. If you didn't know the story already, you wouldn't believe it because he's been through hell and back.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's still here and he's still thriving.
That's right.
Now, back to the drawing board here because we still got a bunch of stuff to converse about. The latest poll out there, Rasmussen Reports poll, is a little bit of a mixed bag for the January 6th committee because fewer people are buying the lie.
Well, I'm not surprised by that. You know, Captain, this is so one-sided. I saw a quote, a headline the other day from Alan Dershowitz, you know, when you play a video and you can't cross-examine it, I mean, this is the kind of thing that, you know, it is a railroad. I mean, to say it's like a Stalinist sort of show trial is really, you know, I think really saying something. But this kind of thing the American people understand. They get it. They understand that this is very one-sided, and they're not tuning in. It's not something that they're really interested in. You just said
the key word. They are not tuning in, and they are not listening to what's being said. That's killing the January 6th committee, and we're seeing the numbers, and I know they are, too, and nobody's watching. By the way, Donald Trump's numbers continue to just soar along.
Well, because Donald Trump is being vindicated at almost every single turn, if not every single turn. All the different things he talked about. You know, some would say, well, it was sort of hyperbole when he talked about gas prices being $7 and $8.
Yep.
Well, guess what? It's going to be $7 and $8. I mean, he was right with everything he said in the campaign.
Now, the NATO chief has said that morale is very low on both sides and the war in Ukraine, both the Ukrainian and the Russians both. And that, unfortunately, this war may last for years.
Yes, and we'll start to hear calls for getting a negotiated end to the war.
Well, we've already heard them.
Yes, but Zelensky, of course, I don't know that they're willing to give up parts of Ukraine, even the so-called Donbass region and so forth. I think the world is pretty united in the notion that Russia should not be able to profit from this invasion.
Well, Zelensky was right in the middle of the fighting in a combat situation with bullets whizzing all around him yesterday, doing some sort of report from the area to you know, give the troops a pat on the back.
Yes, I mean, Zelensky has demonstrated bravery and honor and all these things and fighting for his people. You know, this is a historic moment.
Yeah, that's why when people say, well, it's a corrupt government, it's this, it's that. It's in certain phases of the government, it may be. There may be some people in here, but it's not Zelensky.
No, and I think as I said, the people of the world, you know, they understand too that you have to knock Russia out of Ukraine. Otherwise, we're never going to hear the end of them, Captain. He's going to look at the Baltics. He's going to look at other parts of Europe. Putin is never going to stop with this.
Now, I want to get into something here because we talked a little bit about it over the weekend. On Friday evening, Tucker Carlson brought up an issue most other conservative outlets and commentators wouldn't touch. You and I talked about this on the weekend show, weekend edition. The fact that Joe Biden is accused of some extremely disturbing things in a diary written by his daughter. Now, I'll just leave it there. Because what it was that he was accused of was just sickening to me. I don't know about you.
Well, and of course it's sickening. I will say this. If this had to do with the diary about a certain Republican president who was the 45th president, if it had anything to do, if you had a similar story, Captain, it would just be nonstop wall-to-wall. What happened, and we got to look at this diary, and we got to find out how terrible he really is, and this kind of thing. But with this, it's kind of like a blip.
Yep. Now, here's a good one for you. You know, they say you should nominate people that know something about what they're doing, right?
Well, of course.
President Joe Biden's latest nominee to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives told lawmakers that he's never owned a gun. As a matter of fact, when the Senate Judiciary Committee voted on Thursday to advance his nomination to the floor of the Senate, in response to the questions from lawmakers and the Senate Judiciary Committee, the ATF director nominee, Stephen Dettelbach, revealed that on May 25th, he's never owned or fired a firearm.
Well, I think that could tell you a lot. There are a lot of people in the United States who have never owned a firearm. But
that's the guy running the ATF?
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and they probably don't have some kind of a bent against guns either, even if they haven't owned a firearm. But in this case, because of the political charging of it, you have to find out, okay, where does this person stand and why do they think the way they do?
Yeah. Now, there's a 50-50 chance of another COVID-like pandemic coming, right?
As they say, yes.
That's what Biden says. Yeah. One that's even more deadly. So the Biden administration is preparing a new defense strategy against pandemics and other biological threats that involves $88 billion to do and applies lessons from the COVID-19 that we've already done and puts the White House at the center of the future of any U.S. response.
Well, you know, they figured out how good it is to have a pandemic, politically speaking.
And have all that money.
And have all the money and have all the power, shut things down, pick winners and losers, and tell you to wear a mask, even though they don't really seem to stand up with the research and so forth.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just another way of they think this is a winner for
them. And I'll finish with this before we get to the Truckers Highway Bible Report coming right up. As if we didn't already know, the DHS plans to bus migrants from border towns deeper into the United States of America. They've been doing it for about 2 months, folks, but you didn't need to know that, did they, Kyle?
Right.
All right. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, professor of politics and more, here on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to our truckers and tell them all about the highways. When we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All of that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ever live or serve at Camp Lejeune and later develop cancer, Parkinson's, or another serious illness?
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice, easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute.
Rough.
And I
but we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel.
But then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
The way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary.
I was one.
I can Tina Turner with all that early stuff, and then she turns it on with a more modern version of Proud Mary. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're, of course, continuing to track the aerial flood watch. This is going to go down pretty much through the middle of New Mexico, top down, all the way from the border with Utah down to the border with Texas and also the border with Mexico as well. So it's certainly in the Albuquerque, Santa Fe area, down through Carlsbad, Las Cruces. You have this aerial flood watch, and right now we're looking at the rain. This is going to be a little bit north of Santa Fe. Some of it has drifted on over east, heading over towards Texas. So you definitely got rain coming across the road as you're heading along. It looks on I-40 there, so be aware of that. You've also got, last hour we had rain down near Roswell. We still got that, and this is going to continue on down towards Carlsbad as well, so be aware of that. We've also got rain up near Missoula, Montana tonight. This is now going to go north up towards the border with Canada there. This is the active rain on the map up near Shelby, and Harve. Also, Billings, Montana, along I-90. Rain now drifting north of Cody, Wyoming. It was a little bit closer there last hour, so be aware of that. Freeze warnings in central Nevada tonight along I-80. This along near Elko through about the Battle Mountain area. And then also a freeze warning in southern Oregon as you head up 395 through Lakeview. So be careful out there.
All right, well, we're going to start in Minnesota. Minnesota, you're inundated with the warm weather today, but you're going to have a severe thunderstorm watch and warning issued later to come across the southern part of Minnesota, pretty much along I-90. Rochester, you're going to be in the middle of something. What the something's going to be is yet to be determined, but it looks like as if you may bear the brunt of what's going on. And then about 50 miles straight north out of there, you're going to have this line of thunderstorms that's going to develop and go right over to the northeastern quadrant of South Dakota and right straight up the line again, I-29, all the way up to the Canadian border. So that's what you're going to have there. Now, the eastern third of South Dakota will be under a heat warning. The eastern half of Nebraska will be under that same heat warning, central part of Kansas, and the western part of Iowa will be in the same mix. Coming on down to Texas, you've got dirty air environment issue going on around the big city there, Dallas-Fort Worth, and then you've got what appears to be smoke or fog mixed, because there's been a fire over in the swamp area in Louisiana that's drifted over towards Houston and on down the line a little bit there towards Corpus Christi. Yeah, you've got fog and what looks like some of that same smoke around New Orleans, but then it clears up. And then going up into Tennessee, central part of Tennessee, around Nashville, north up to Kentucky, and the northeastern corner of Tennessee, going up towards Bristol, you've got an issue there with fog and a little bit of fog coming north out of Georgia right now. And we do have a marine warning off the east coast of Florida. We had a lot of storms come through here last night, and they apparently have kind of all conjoined, if you will, off the coast of Daytona Beach, on down towards Melbourne, maybe up as high as Fernandina Beach. And there is a warning over there for not only rough surf, but also the possibility of some of these storms kicking back. So you got that going on. And then, of course, we got rain way, 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 way up in Maine tonight, and you've got some cold temperatures up there as well. Okay, Mr. Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, very good. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and everything he does. In the meantime, here we go. The bell of the ball. Already doing jumping jacks, drinking 45 cups of black coffee to stay awake. It's Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, somebody said I need to say that to get you started. But anyway, there you go, because I was at the gun show this weekend. You know, it can be easily said that big oil is being threatened by our president. And he said the other day, he says, I'm proud I'm changing people's lives. I'm proud I'm able to do this. In reference to the oil companies trying to get people off oil while he's asking them to produce more so he can save the economy. What a dope.
You know, this entire administration is a scam. This entire administration is fleecing us. There's no other way to put it.
Yep.
They haven't taken responsibility for any bad decision going all the way back to Afghanistan still to this day. Remember, he gave an interview that said, we are not leaving until the last American is out of there.
That's what he said.
Okay. So, you know, I don't know if that was the first lie, but it's certainly an early lie. And here we are. But if you go agency by agency in this government, the entire government has become more of an activist government than we ever had under Obama, ever had under them.
Yep.
And it's kind of like you just ought to look at all the things that are happening, and we just need the federal government to get out of our house.
Yep.
I mean, they have no business doing some of the stuff that these committees that they're doing, these policy decisions domestically and in the foreign policy realm. I mean, there isn't one thing that they've gotten right. And isn't it fascinating? If you trot on over to the Fox News homepage, you know, Hillary Clinton says she's not going to run for president, and then she's also saying there's some items that should not be, a priority for the Democrats.
Right.
So now they're in CNN. They suddenly they went from far left back to center.
Yep. Well,
they're finally getting the message.
Losing sponsors. All right, hold that thought, folks. Be right back with Denise Simon and more on the Captain's America Third Watch after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.